The New York State Comptroller's Office has finalized plans to implement a statewide fiscal monitoring system to identify local governments and school districts under or nearing financial stress by classifying their fiscal conditions. Brian Buttrey is a spokesman for State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli.
The hope is by using a number of financial indicators, there are 21 in total between local governments and school districts, to be able to analyze exactly what's happening at the local level with their finances, and then be able to determine if they're in fiscal stress, if they're nearing fiscal stress, susceptible to fiscal stress. And from there, we can kind of gauge what types of assistance, what types of training local governments can be offered.
Elliot Auerbach said he tested the system in the fall during a 60-day comment period for local government and school district officials, as well as officials from affiliated organizations. Auerbach is the Ulster County Comptroller and former mayor of Ellenville.
We basically felt that the cure for anybody's fiscal stress, of course, is fiscal responsibility, and the comptroller's initial rubric really allowed municipalities, counties to, like I say, take their financial temperature and see if they do have a cold and do need a cure.
He says the monitoring system is a valuable tool for municipalities.
Either provide an economic warning sign that you may need to see or heed, or it could lay out a monetary roadmap for you as you go forward in the budgeting process. But either way, it's a remarkable tool that the towns, villages, and counties of New York State can use to ensure that they are financially or fiscally healthy.
New York State School Boards Association spokesman David Albert says the system should be helpful in having an outside voice verify that a school district is in financial distress.
You know, it's that extra voice, that kind of expert opinion coming in and saying, yes, we agree with the school district that there are issues here that need to be resolved, and kind of gain that extra credibility with the public so that people don't think that, you know, it's just the school district.
Comptroller DiNapoli will calculate and publicize an overall score of fiscal stress for about 2,300 municipalities and school districts.
As we analyze the data from local governments and schools, we're going to align that with the financial indicators in the system, analyze those numbers, and then publish an overall ranking of each of the municipalities and schools that submit data to our office.
That was Brian Buttrey, who says the comptroller's office will begin analyzing financial reports from municipalities whose fiscal year ended in December.
Those numbers will be available in spring, and then as the year goes through, we're going to look at other governments and school districts with financial years that end, whether it be in the spring or in the summer.
The New York State School Boards Association's David Albert says the fiscal monitoring system should be especially helpful in this economic environment.
It is helpful to have someone take a look at the financial condition of a district and, you know, give them that kind of early warning sign that, things here are not looking so great. We need to take some action.
He says key for his group was the comptroller offering services and solutions after finding a district to be under financial stress. Buttrey says Comptroller DiNapoli will offer municipal and school district officials a number of services, such as helping to design safeguards, multi-year financial planning, and budget reviews. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.